This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore in Jesus' name. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humble and ourselves under thy mighty hand today. Just thanking you for your mercy, your grace, and your love that has been extended upon our lives on this day and forevermore in Jesus' name. Oh, precious Father, as we get up the way that you may have your way here today. Anoint this lips of clay, hide the man, Calvary's cross, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from this day forward in Jesus' name. Oh, precious Father, right now in the name of Jesus, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow coming to you today in that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. We thank God for Prophetess Tebow here today, tonight, amen, as she get ready to read the word of God for us. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Psalms 55:23-22.
Psalms 55:22 reads, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Psalms 55:22.
Amen, amen. Thanks to Prophet Tebow for sharing that scripture word with us today. Hallelujah. Just makes me mean some life for you to pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word of God today. Tonight we're going to be talking about there's purpose in your pain and a reason for your struggle. There's purpose in your pain and a reason for your struggles. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. The word of God says for us to cast our burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. It's good to know that we serve an awesome God, a God that sits high and looks low, one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He cares for us more than we care for ourselves. So God never allows pain with a purpose in the lives of his children. He never allows Satan, nor circumstances, nor any intended person to afflict us unless he used that affliction for our good. Bible says in Romans 8:28, "For we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose." So God never wastes his pain, nor he uses it for our good. There is purpose in your pain and a reason for your struggles. There is always a purpose to the challenges that we face. Keep in mind that God never tempts us, but he does allow tests to come our way. Again, the good news for us as believers of Christ, we must remember that God never allows pain, no challenges without a purpose in mind. Pain can be a gateway to knowing more about God. as a child of his. Devastating times in our lives can cause us to seek God in order to find out the reason for the devastation in everything that God allows. There is always purpose, and it is up to us to seek the purpose of our pain. God wants us to cultivate trust in him and genuine love in our hearts. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 through 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. There's purpose in your pain and a reason for your struggles. The important thing for us to always remember is, although God does not cause everything to happen in our lives, he does allow it. So there's no need for us to complain. There's no need for us to feel sorry for ourselves. If God allow it, he will give you the grace to go through it. He will help you. Hallelujah. He promised never to leave us, nor forsake us. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. There is purpose in your pain and a reason for your struggles. Every pain has a purpose. You just need to endure, go through. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, it says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any tribulation by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comfort of God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our comfort also abound by Christ. There is purpose in your pain and a reason for your struggles. God has a purpose for you, for your pain, a reason for your struggles, and a reward for your faithfulness. So don't give up. Don't give in. Hang tough, knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Again, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, it says, and we know, yes, we do. We know, as children of God, as believers of Christ, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Pain, on some level, will always be ever present in our lives. But you, as well as myself, don't need to walk through life struggling to find a purpose behind your pain. Always remember, there is purpose in your pain and a reason for your struggles. One of the reasons Christians, believers of Christ, child of God, one of the reasons Christians look to the scriptures, the word of God, for guidance and wisdom is because truth never changes, and human nature as well. Yes, the word of God is settled in heaven as well as here on earth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever and ever, shall stand So God's word, which was written thousands of years ago and still applies to us as his children today in 2020. Yes, the word of God will continue, continuously be our strength, be what we can hold on to, because it's already settled. In the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, the word of God says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this, that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing." Here, James is talking about the trials of life. He described them as a test. Pain is an opportunity, not for God to see how strong you are. Pain is an opportunity for you to see how strong you are. Sometimes we believe that we are more than what we confess to be. So God will allow trials, tribulation, tests to come our way, that our faith may be tested, which is more pure than gold. Our faith will be tried. Hallelujah. But if we can always keep this in mind, that there is purpose. There are purpose in your pain, and there is struggle. There's a reason for your struggle. Pain is the only way to truly discover how strong you really are. And in Christ, you are much stronger than you think. Pain will expand your endurance, because God is good and worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low, knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Remember, there's purpose in your pain and a reason for your struggle. Bless God. He's worthy to be praised. We thank God for this opportunity to bring forth the word, short, sweet, and to the point. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer.